Look at Me by Anita Bruckner.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Look at Me by Anita Bruckner. Chapter 1. Once a thing is known, it can never be unknown. It can only be forgotten. And in a way that bends time, so long as it's remembered, it will indicate the future. It's wiser in every circumstance to forget, to cultivate the art of forgetting. To remember is to face the enemy. The truth lies in remembering. My name is Frances Hinton, and I do not like to be called Fanny. I work in the reference library of a medical research institute dedicated to the study of problems of human behaviour. I am in charge of pictorial material, an archive, said to be unparalleled anywhere else in the world, of photographs of works of art and popular prints depicting doctors and patients through the ages. It's an encyclopedia of illness and death, for in early days few maladies were curable, and they seem therefore to have exerted a dreadful fascination over the minds of men. We are particularly interested in dreams and madness, and our collection is rather naturally weighted towards the incalculable or the undiagnosed. Problems of human behaviour still continue to baffle us, but at least in the library we have them properly filed. I work with Olivia, my friend, and we send off the photographs.